Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Watch out, you pigs! It's the Look at Pete Shaw.
I'm Pete Donaldson. How are you doing? It's Thursday.
I'm doing very well. I'm very well, thank you. You look like an absolute rapscallion today, Peter.
I do not look like a rapscallion. I was a few days ago. There was a little kind of Dickensian urchin who kicked Ramsdale, the Arsenal keeper, in the back at the Spurs Northampton derby. Mm-hmm. And I thought, look, if he can dress like a Dickensian rapscallion, I can dress like a modern rapscallion.
No, you look like a cross between the kind of keyboard player in a mid-2000s indie band and a bin man.
An actual bin man.
Yeah.
Obsessed with bin men.
I think
I look like what I'd need for a bin man look, I'd need like a lovely high-vis jacket, I think.
I think you've got a high-vis jacket hanging on the hook just out of the camera shot, and that'll complete the look. And I think what's happened here is we've talked about bin men quite a lot over the last few weeks, and you start to take it very, very seriously. Yeah. But listen, if I sound a little bit odd today, it's because I put my back out yesterday.
Oh no, the tall men's crime.
I know.
The tall men's issue, isn't it?
That's one of the first things I thought of when it happened.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of when it happened was that, oh God, Pete's going to fucking well say it's because I'm tall.
It is. You know it is. That's the issue. Like you do so well on your Tinder, you do so well with the girls, but
when you get
to later life, you'll be in a situation where you've hurt your back.
Neither of those things have happened.
I know, right?
So I'm getting the shitty end of the stick.
Yeah.
And no good side. What happened was I was just moving some books from one room to another.
Right.
And it's the kind of arrogant man's disease where you're like, I could probably lift that. That's fine. And
that's
I could probably extend that box over the end of the table and lean with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do either of those things.
No, I'm so sorry.
And now I basically fast forward about 6 or 7 hours and I was woke up at like 3 a.m. in agony. I had to kind of crawl, find my way to the bathroom and get a couple of ibuprofen and try and get back to sleep. It's been a disaster.
I'm so sorry. Like, ibuprofen's such a wonder drug that everybody reaches for. But I think with back injuries and back pain, you need something stronger. You need to go straight to the
Have you got any
opiates? Tramadol. Have you got any Tramadol? You got any downers?
I don't want to...
You got any somas?
I don't want to... Because the thing is, I hardly ever take painkilling medication. So when I do take it, it's actually pretty effective.
Right. Okay. Oh, so you're absolutely like Bruce Lee. If you have one paracetamol, it kills you. Yeah. You're subhuman.
That's not what happened to Bruce.
That's
Lee.
What happened.
Enjoy
what
the triads. So what's with the beanie hat today, then, mate?
It's just cold, isn't it? It's just blooming cold. So I thought, well, look, I'm not going to overdress court wise, but I'll just put a little hat on, and then because I spend most of my time on different kinds of trains, which do have air conditioning. So, like, I just need to basically the walk from my house to the train station. It's cold, isn't it? -4.
But you're in the studio. You're not going to get cold in the studio, mate. It's nice and warm in there. You won't feel the benefit of that hat once you leave the house again.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Have you ever put your back out?
No, I'm always lifting with my leg. Always lifting with my back. I'm always, sometimes something will go ping in it. And I'll go, if I was a taller man, like, that would kill me. I'd be on blocks for weeks.
Yeah.
But because I'm a short man, I go, hee, hee, hee.
I don't understand the
I'm so compact.
So you're saying that I've got my spine's under a lot of pressure because I'm so tall. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're just kind of, it's a different physicality. You shouldn't be that tall. We're not designed for that. We've only got certain, you need more bones in your spine. But the tall men, they just have like, there's just issues with the compression of the how heavy your big old head is, and it kind of like crushes the vertebrae in your back. It's we're not designed to be that tall, Luke.
Oh, my head is so big. Honestly, so this is even before I did my back. My head is so big. I do sometimes get to the end of the day and think, I can't wait to give the neck a rest. Because I can feel the weight of my head.
Just wear a little neck brace.
Like compressing my neck and spine. I actually thought about that this morning. I thought, you know what? I could fucking bloody well do with.
You're obsessed.
One of those things that Christopher Moltisanti's always wearing in The Sopranos.
Exactly. You're obsessed with head size, though. Every time we go for a meeting with somebody, you're always pointing out how big or small their head is. I think you're some kind of... you were like a Victorian surgeon, I think people would be checking out how many corpses you defiled.
I've got an internal mechanism, like measurement mechanism in my mind. Right. If the head is too much bigger or too much smaller than that, I can't concentrate on anything else.
No.
And because you have to look at people's faces all the time, there's no getting away from it.
Why is Mount Rushmore talking to me?
There was a geezer once in a meeting. I'm not going to say the company. I'm not going to say, I don't remember his name, so I can't say his name.
Right.
And it's me, you, and John in the meeting. Mm. And he had obviously had a small head anywhere in it. And then what had happened was he had worked out a lot, so his body was even bigger.
Right, okay.
And I couldn't think of anything else.
He looked perfectly normal.
Do you remember the guy I'm talking about?
I do remember.
How do you
remember?
Because I was talking about it afterwards.
I remember who you mean. Yeah, definitely remember who you mean.
So if you remember who I mean, you must agree with me.
No, I don't, because I don't think he does it. He has a perfectly proportional body, even working out. He looks.
But I haven't named him, so how do you know who I'm talking about?
I do know who you're talking about. I just do.
Okay.
Let's not get into it.
Because I talked about it a lot of the time. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're obsessed. Oh, right. Okay. And we said, Luke, you're way out of line on this one. You've not got a big or small head.
By the way, can I just say for our listeners, I didn't say it in front of him.
That's why the meeting was wholly unsuccessful.
They didn't have to stage a good manners intervention. It was way afterwards.
How many times has somebody had to do a good manners intervention on you?
Well, I told you before that I was once at a wedding where the best man was so rude that the father of the bride or the groom, because obviously he was standing up, the father of the bride or the groom like tugged his trouser leg and just said, I think we've all had enough now.
I think we've all had enough now. It's awful.
And he just sat down and everyone started clapping. So that's probably the closest I've seen to a good manners intervention.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Although obviously my mum's like given me a clip before probably for saying stupid shit when I was younger, but as any regular listener to this show will be able to attest. I mean, it's probably not that much of a leap, is it, of the imagination?
No. And would there be any sort of particular punishment if someone bad-mouthed you at your wedding? Is there a particular punishment you'd dole out to them?
I'd probably get way over the top offended for a bit,
right?
Because that's what kind of what I'm like.
It's your wedding, though, isn't it?
I'm very emotionally led, so I would probably get upset, and then. But I was just trying to think. My wedding was a very small affair, and it was very lovely. There were no issues at all, apart from the fact that my immediate family were almost late because I got stuck in the snow.
Right. You wouldn't think about maybe giving someone an atomic wedgie as punishment.
Oh, I saw this story. It's a brilliant story. Tell everyone about it. It's so good.
I mean, it ends with the death of a man, but I mean, if you're going to go, you may as well go in a spectacular
You're in the
fashion.
Safe space here. People know that.
People know
we respect
what side
life,
we're on.
Generally.
People know what side we're on.
Yeah.
A man has admitted killing his stepfather by an atomic wedgie. Are you familiar with it? We don't really do a lot of wedgies in England, do we? Wedgies are like proper, like it's disproportionate force, isn't it? Really.
So my understanding, and you can put me right if I'm wrong here. My understanding was the wedgie: you grab the pants, you pull them up, so it gives people a chafing.
Goes at the bum. Yeah.
And then the atomic wedgie is when it goes so high it goes over their head. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, so I
why
saw a fair
got so
few
much
of them.
Gusset? Why you got so much gusset fabric on offer? To be able to sort of stretch it over the top of your head. I mean, wow.
But do you still wear really big, baggy 90s boxer shorts, Pete?
No, they're sort of tight.
I'll keep going.
Thongs.
Keep going. I'd love to see you in them and just that hat. Carrying
imagine,
a bit over
like,
your shoulder.
Because I'm kind of in between a 30 and a 32 waist at the moment. And 32s are just way too big and 30s are just way too small. So I'm in fucking no man's land. So my trousers are either too tight or they're too fucking baggy. So they 99 times out of 100 these days, they're just falling down over my... And I don't have a bum to protect me. No. So if I was wearing a butt plug or a thong, or tanga briefs, I would very much, everyone would know what business I was up to.
Are you wearing
there.
A butt plug now?
I'm not wearing a butt plug now.
Is it a My Little Ponytail one?
If only I was yesterday when I played 11-a-side football and I generally thought three or four times during the match that I was going to poo my crackers. I was. And I was like,
why?
How has this happened? Because I didn't eat anything dodgy. I just had a fish sandwich at the cinema.
Hang on a minute, which is a weird sentence, that's not a sentence anyone's ever said before. Do you feel okay? Yeah, I had a fish sandwich at the cinema. What does that mean? It's a fucking euphemism. That's not a meal.
I had a fish sandwich at the cinema. It was one of those fancy cinemas where you can have, like, you know, beer and wine. And
well, like a fish finger sandwich, you mean?
No, it was like a kind of fish patty sort of thing. It's like a filet of fish, more like a filet of fish than anything else. And it was very nice, but I had eaten, and then I sort of remembered from Aldi I'd bought an entire bag of licorice, but it wasn't normal licorice. It was sugar-free licorice. Mm. Now, that's a double attack in anyone's bowels, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You've got the sugar-free stuff that makes you shit your pants, and it's got the licorice that makes you shit your pants. I was absolutely going to town on myself.
And so you run around basically holding it in.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was like, I was thinking, am I nervous to play this game? Is that what's going on?
That's the third whammy. The nerves, crippling them. So Pete, can I just ask a quick thought exercise?
Mm.
Would it have been more embarrassing for you to have shat yourself in the game, like Gary Lineker, or would it have been more embarrassing for you afterwards in the change room to reveal that you were wearing a butt plug while playing?
Oh, well, I don't really know the lads, to be honest. I think pulling down my crackers to reveal a beautiful bejeweled butt plug, because I'd insist on bejeweling it.
Yeah.
I think that would be, I think it'd be poor form for anyone to see your anus.
Yeah. But I mean, most people will have a shower after exercise, won't they?
Not me. I just go home.
I know you do, but I'm just saying it's a general rule. It's a thought experiment. Would you prefer to have been known as Shit Your Pants Peter or Butt Plug Peter?
Definitely Shit Your Pants Peter. Because we've all, you know, people.
It's more common or garden, isn't it?
It's more common or garden, isn't it? Yeah.
And people, if people saw you playing football and you had a butt plug in, they wouldn't think, oh, he's all right. He's got a triple whammy of nerves, licorice, and sugar free food.
Yeah.
And it's a practical solution. They think pervert.
Yeah. If he does Cruyff turn, it will pop out.
Imagine that. You're in on goal. You Cruyff turn the defender to go in on goal. You go round the keeper, and as you stretch to slide the ball home, the butt plug falls out of your shorts.
Hal Robson Carno, everyone.
People won't remember the goal, would they? Instead of joining the celebration,
medical machinery fell out of his.
They'll be standing around the butt plug on the floor.
Yeah. A man has admitted killing his stepfather by an atomic wedgie.
Yeah.
Bradley Davis got into a fight with Denver St. Clair. Excellent names,
great
everyone.
Name.
Great names. After it is believed that the latter badmouthed Davis at a house in Oklahoma. An affidavit described how he grabbed St. Clair's underwear and gave him an atomic wedgie. Davis allegedly pulled the elastic waistband of St. Clair's underwear over his head and around his neck. So he died by strangulation then? He died by strangulation.
He was strangled.
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know how you do that and then walk away and you've strangled a man.
I think it's just disrespectful to the dead to call it an atomic wedgie.
Exactly. Well, yes, it is massively, but I'd also say, like, it's kind of, it's over, you've strangled a man with his own pants.
Yeah.
His own pant. And would you not at least stick around for a minute to admire your work, your fine work.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I'm disappointed in the story. I mean, our friend Gavin sent it in, so thank you to Gavin, our listener friend, for sending it in. So I'm disappointed. So one is that if you run with the headline, man kills another man by atomic wedgie, I want the actual act of the wedgie to be the killer. This is just strangulation by pants.
Well, it's all part of the same. What, are you saying that, like, if you're a lawyer with your briefcase and you open it up and you just went, it was not the atomic wedgie that killed him, it was his pants. Like, kind of like the gun isn't an evil, The gun isn't... You're basically saying either the gun is the thing that killed the person rather than the person.
Let's make this very clear. If I was a lawyer, these are exactly the kind of cases I'd be working on.
That's
the level
problems.
I would be at.
Yeah.
I would also like to add that, you know, when the Comanche ruled Oklahoma, none of this stuff was happening. It was communal garden scalpings. That's what it was.
Yeah. If you were a member of the Comanche community, you would probably have... I don't know, a tomahawk, is that what you call them? To chop the pants down, I suppose, so you'd be all right.
They're not mucking about with...
They're not pissing about.
They probably wouldn't... I mean, they wouldn't even be wearing... They wouldn't have even worn underwear themselves.
No.
So they wouldn't have... So they could have got angry with the underwear as
butt
an
plugs.
Unfamiliar
just
kind of thing.
Just wall-to-wall butt plugs, a lot of them.
Yeah. Tomahawk butt plugs. Yeah. But all I'm saying is, you know, if you are going to run with that headline, it has to be the wedgie that killed him. What he's done is essentially strangled him to death with a pair of pants... that the guy would happen to be still wearing is basically the more accurate way of putting it. Mm. And I would say this, that the wedgie was one of the holy triumvirate of playground attacks at my senior school, along with the peanut of the tie.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And the
postie,
right?
What was the postie?
I'll tell you that in a minute, because that's more horrific. But right. So the atomic wedgie... came along after my time. The wedgie was just a wedgie. I'm presuming the atomic wedgie is when it goes up over the head. The atomic peanutting of the tie was when you peanutted the tie so hard and so small that it caused the kipper to come off.
Right, okay. Yeah. That would... What, you pull it so hard that the end of the tie just pops off?
Yeah, like a little nuclear explosion. Basically, it got so atomically small, the atom split and the kipper fell off.
Just absolutely fired off the end of the tie.
Tell people listening to this show who may not know what a peanut is, what a peanut is.
It's just when you pull a tie knot very, very small until it's the size of a peanut.
And it's impossible to get off. And I remember my mum being really pissed off at me once because I came home from school and the tie had been peanutted.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't get it off my neck. And so my mum wasn't able to undo it with a knitting needle. She should not have been waving a knitting needle around my throat.
That's just going to compound the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. And then my dad had to come home and do it. And my dad actually managed to do it, I think, just with his nails maybe, but just obviously a far stronger man than me and a bigger boy, if you like. And it was fine. But what happened was the tie had been tied so tight, like the kinks in the tie meant the tie was never the same. And I actually had to get a new tie. And then the postie was when... So this was kind of a bit more brutal. And it did happen. I definitely saw this happening. Once or twice, they would pick people up, so they were horizontal. So it took about four people to do it.
Mm.
They would pull their legs apart and ram them, their balls into a lamppost.
Oh lordy! I mean, that's that takes a lot of people to do that, though, doesn't it? That takes a lot of people to perform that particular trick.
Four, I would say, but I've definitely seen a postie attempt, and then the person who was the postie, if you like, has turned into basically like the Incredible Hulk and fought them all off. And I also saw, we're on the subject of basically what is, you know, essentially bullying. I also saw one person give another person two dead arms and two dead legs on the way home from school once.
So they just flopped on like a snake?
Yeah, they were just lying on the floor, like writhing. The 90s. That was the 90s.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, exactly.
And didn't you have post-ians up in Hartlepool, no?
I don't remember anything being so callous and violent and involved. I mean, it just seems like a lot of hard work to just put them in the ghoulies.
Did people used to put people in those big bins as well?
We didn't really have big bins back in the day. I don't even remember like a remember like a proper dustbin. I think we used to put the black sacks out in the street.
Really?
Again, we've sashayed into bin man chat. Well,
I reckon you could do a week on the bins with that outfit. And people
with that
would
outfit,
think
yeah,
fit
I
right.
Think I could. Mind you, if you sort of blended in, HQ sent me down. You don't seem to know what we're doing. You don't even know what all the buttons do.
HQ sent me down because you couldn't get it done. What, the bins?
You said you need more bodies, mate.
Do you reckon you could do the bins, or would it be too hard? My back at the moment, I couldn't do the bins at the moment.
Well, you don't have to, like, in our street, there's an organiser who, he's like a scout. He runs up in front of the bins, 30 seconds up the road, and he sort of basically sorts all of the bins into one big bin pile.
Yeah.
And then the bin men come round and chuck him in, because it's not like a Sulo bin sort of situation where we are, because I'm not really sure why there isn't, but I just don't think people have access to them.
The best part of the job would be riding on the back of the lorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Can they
never
still
see anybody
do that
anymore. You never see anybody do that anymore. I saw a Rag and Bone man quite recently, but he wasn't really shouting Rag and Bone, he was just honking his horn.
Bell where my parents are from, they ring a bell.
Yeah. Rag and Bone used to shout the little horse.
I only get a guy knocking on the door every so often asking if I want to buy any fresh fish. I told you that before.
Yes, the fish man.
Let's have a break and clean our butt plugs, and then when we come back, we'll do batteries, will we?
Yes, please.
All right, cool. Sounds good.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show, and it's time for us to talk all things batteries. If you found an interesting battery in a compartment, a vestibule, a little hole, we want to hear from you. Let us know what you found. Andy Form has got good form in Geelong in Victoria. Hello, lads. Found these Dicky Power AAs when I opened up my son's favourite garbage truck toy. More bin chat. And immediately thought, they just have to be a new player. Please tell me it is so. Andy, or is it Andy from Geelong or Andy from Geelong? I think it might be Andy from Geelong.
Yeah, I think his name's Andy Wilson. He probably didn't want anyone to know that, but I think that's his name.
That's fine, isn't it? I would say that, I mean, his son's favourite garbage truck toy has an absolutely rancid battery compartment, absolutely covered in old battery acid.
Ugh. That's not good, is it?
That's not safe. Ideal. You're going to need to clean those contacts with some alcohol of some kind. But Dicky Power, 800 milliamps per milliamp hours per AA battery. What have we got, Lukey Moore? Seems like a new player to me.
Yeah, so first of all, congratulations to you, Andy. It is a new player. Yeah. But I would just put this as an addendum to the entry, which is that
clean your compartment.
Our friend Joshua Bavington Barr, back in November of 2021, sent in a similarly powered, same size Dicky Toys battery.
Oh.
Which looks almost exactly the same in every conceivable way, apart from the fact it says Dicky Toys and not Dicky Power. So there's obviously a variation on that.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's a new name, it's a new player, so he's in.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Sean from Whitley Bay. Hello again, lads. I'm currently staying in a holiday rental in Scarborough with my extended family to celebrate my dad's 80th birthday. We've had a cold day being bossed about by my mum, the chief architect, whilst building a sandcastle, flying kites on the beach and wasting money in the arcades. Adam's family pinball was a particular cash vacuum. It's been a delight. Obviously, the first thing I did upon arrival at the place was to whip off the back of the two TV remotes. One was a disappointing pair of Duracells in the first remote, but the second held this bounty, a pair of TCLs in simplistic yet patriotic colours. I've never seen the light before, and hopeful you haven't too. Yeah, much love and festive wishes, Sean from Whitley Bay. I mean, TCL, it looks like the sort of batteries a child would draw, because they're blue, they're white, they're red, and they've got a very simple logo. They don't seem to have any kind of ingredients listed on the back.
No.
They're just really to the point TCL batteries. Are they a new player, Luke Moore, or not?
They're not a new player, I'm afraid. Sean, you are the sixth person to send these batteries in, and you are the second Sean to do so. Alex Lee, Sean O'Brien, Nick Crampton, Joel Zahn, Josh Williams, and now Sean Hardy have all sent TCL batteries in, going all the way back to June of 2017. So not a new player, although lovely to hear about your time in the amusement arcade. My wife and I went to one of those in, I'm going to say, Torquay, maybe a year or so ago. Mm. And the wife I have access to had never been to one before.
Right.
We got well into it to the point of where the guy had to ask us to leave. Because it was closed.
It's good stuff. All right, then, finally for now. Hi there, Luke and the Pete. Please accept this offering. This is from Matt. Keep the gear at work. Your podcast is epic, etc. Kind regards. Ford Alkaline, built tough.
Ford Alkaline, they
like,
are...
By Ford, the Ford company, Ford.
Yeah, so I think... Now, this is difficult because it's very a difficult word to search, the old Ford battery, because obviously there's lots of really different reasons to write the word Ford in an email. So I think they are new players, the Ford Alkalines from our friend Matt. So I'm going to say yes, but I've got a couple of points. One is, if you've sent a Ford Alkaline battery in before, re-up it, so we can check. And secondly, Pete, are you happy with a Ford branding on a battery? Because you haven't been happy with some branding before. They're not predominantly known for making batteries. So I thought I'd ask the question.
I think if you're making so, if it's like a promotional one, I think for like an NFL sort of team, you know for a fact that the NFL, the Green Bay Packers or whatever, don't have the capacity to create batteries out their bums. But you imagine that Ford probably has access to machines that would make batteries. I'm probably wrong. Probably the exact same process has taken place. But I'm just more comfortable with Ford being a thing that creates things that might need batteries.
Okay, so we're good with that.
Yeah,
we're good with that. So ultimately, that's just two out of three. We're still ticking along. We're still chuntering along with batteries. It's an amazing thing. It really is an amazing thing. I'd love to see a full database of exactly how many brands of batteries we've inducted into our legendary Hall of Fame. It's got to be quite a few by now, Peter.
Yeah, it's a real Hall of Fame. It's a real look at Peter.
You know when you leave the supermarket and there's like a big Perspex battery-shaped tank full of old batteries.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, just want to just chug it? Just absolutely just fucking pour it on your face. It just feels good, wouldn't it? Heavy and unyielding.
I never really see any interesting brands in that, like, because I always walk past it on the way out of Sainsbury's.
Mm.
And I never
normies,
see any
mate.
Interesting...
Just fucking normies. They're not, like, fucking power conquistadors like us. They're like,
true,
just fucking, oh, I'm gonna put me Duracell double. I don't trust anything apart from Ever-Ready's. Piss off.
They don't stray out of the norm off the beaten path like we do, mate. That's the problem. Absolutely disgraceful. Exactly. Yeah. All right, have you got anything else to add, Peter, or are we gonna dash out of here?
Let's dash out of here. We got places to be. I've got to get back on the bin round. I've only stopped off for a bit.
But do you reckon they, by the way, before we go, do you reckon they take free stuff, the bin men? Do you reckon they're allowed to?
I think officially they're probably not allowed to. I think the ones down the tip are allowed to do what they want. Like as in, they aren't allowed to take stuff home, but I bet they do. I would.
I thought that they had to now give the good things to the charity. They have to put it in the charity section.
Well, there's always like book bins and stuff down at the tip next to the hardcore.
I bet you're a big name and face down the tip, aren't you?
I was there putting a rolled up rug, son's dead body, into the household bit. It's a bit of a shame, really. There was a little patch. There was only a little patch that was kind of worn away. I was like, oh, I could have rescued
it. Why'd you put it to take it to the tip then?
Got a replacement. It's just one of those things where it's like, you know, it's not going to get used for anything. No one's going to want it on Facebook Marketplace. Just get it down the tip. Stop pissing about, Donald.
Otherwise, it will lie around there for months.
Yeah. My neighbour, we popped around for a quick drink around my neighbour's, Damien, and he gave me a... He went to, I think, Wisconsin or maybe like Michigan or somewhere, and he bought this horrific Christy cross made out of shells. And he went, Pete, you'd like this.
Yeah.
And I would like that. And I took it, and now Sarah won't have it in the house. So, like, anyone who's got a bit of tat in the street just gives it to me.
Yeah, I like that he saw that and thought of you. He thought, Pete will like that. I'll bring it all the way home for him. He'll love that.
Yeah, it's pretty poor stuff. Pretty poor quality stuff, to be
pretty honest. Thin gruel, as this episode pretty has been, as I'm sure gruel. We can all agree. Let's dash out of here. Have a lovely weekend, everybody. We'll see you again on Monday for more of the same. Thank you very much for all your support and for your listenership. If you do have a spare minute or two, drop us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd really appreciate that. Helps a great deal. And drop us an email as well if you fancy it. hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. And we'll be in touch again soon. Well, basically on Monday. So we'll see you then.
Okie dokie.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.